Anon Radio is Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I didn't realize the mic was on. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's 1907 UTC. Just a little bit behind today. Ran into a lot of people in the hall as I was on my way down. I also am very excited, in Marcus news anyway, I received my a couple of spiral notebooks, and I also went down to the Japanese bookstore and got a couple other notebooks. So I'm trying to transition to spiral notebooks as opposed to like binders, as opposed to the flat kind, the kind that are bound in like hardcover book kind of look format. And so I have B5 and A5 size notebooks, but I'm finding that it's difficult to keep everything organized. So I think I'm going to get suckered into spending more money on accessories. But such is life, and it's fun. Payday's coming up, so should be a blast. Let me go ahead and get the rest of the show going. Let me launch Calm. All you gotta do to talk to people and hang out during the show is just SSH over to sdf.org. You can even use your cell phone, which is what I'm doing. The shows I do during the workday, or Tuesday through Thursday anyway, are usually done from my iPhone or my Android phone. I've done it from both of them. All you need to do is set up an SSH client, SSH over to tty.sdf.org. If you don't have an account, you can use new, N-E-W, and then set up your account. Then just launch com, C-O-M, press enter, type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom, you'll be hanging out with the cool people like Stug and Claudio M and Mr. Saver and Tobe and who else? Ratsu. And Flipper 88, although they just left. But hello, hello. Oh, good, and exciting. Tobe has notebooks. Fantastic. Yeah. You know what? If you want, I could try and do a show from my watch, Tobe, but I feel like that would be pretty terrible. It would be a bad experience if I was sitting there yelling at my wrist. Oh, I could
I'm
use
not
a...
sure, I understand.
Oh, my wristwatch got confused. Hey, Siri.
I'm not sure.
What's the weather report?
It's currently cloudy at 19 degrees.
There you go. It is 19 degrees C out here today. It is cloudy. Very cloudy. You can't really see the blue sky through the cloud cover, but it is high clouds. There aren't a lot of... There's no weather coming anyway. All right. Enough of that silliness. Shout out to Publius. Welcome, welcome. And just, hey, hey, everybody. Let's get into it. There's a bunch of news to talk about. And so let's get into the news. We got world news. We got death. We got destruction. Sadness. What day is today? Today is Wednesday. Whew. Saying death and destruction reminded me that I'm meeting somebody after work for a drink before I come back to work for our nighttime meeting, and I totally forgot until just now. So anyway, sorry, having a little brain fart, but that's fine. Let's go ahead and jump on in to some news. Bookmarks menu, news to me, March 29th. Happy birthday to my baby brother, Thomas. Hope you enjoy 34 as much as you can. All right. So in Portugal, two Muslim women have been killed. Or attacked. No, they were killed. Two women have been stabbed to death at an Ismaili Ismaili Muslim Center in Lisbon in an attack that Portuguese authorities said they are investigating as a possible terror attack. Several others were left injured, while police shot the man suspected of knifing the women, who were Portuguese staff members at the center. Ismaili community leader Narzim Ahmad told Portuguese TV channel SIC. The suspect was found armed with a large knife. When officers called to the center on Tuesday morning, police said officers ordered him to surrender, but he moved towards them and was neutralized. The suspect was taken to a Lisbon hospital where he is in police custody. Investigators have been looking into terrorism as a possible motive. Several other people were wounded, but police have not yet provided further details about their condition. So if I find out any more, I will let you know. Ismaili's... Oh, if you know more about them, let me know, Publius. Very interesting. Whoa! Wah, wah, wah! Magic time! DJ Snowdusk has made it to the news hour. What? Wow! Shout out! Also, hey, F-Fog's in the house, and Jay LaMoth. Man, it's an adventure here. Yep, one or the other. D&D. So, that's kind of sad. It's definitely... if it's not a hate crime, it's still pretty sad. It's just still terrible. But it really seems like that's prime time hate crime style attack there. So... We've talked about all kinds of things lately, but you know what we haven't talked about? Crimes on the high seas. So let's do that. Pirates hijack oil tanker, capture 16 crew members in the Gulf of Guinea. A Danish tanker flying the Liberian flag was attacked by pirates off Congo Brazzaville in the Gulf of Guinea, and contact was lost for 3 days with the crew of 16 sailors, its owner announced on Tuesday. During this attack, which took place on Saturday evening, 138 nautical miles west of the port of Pointe Noire in international waters, pirates were able to board the Manjasa Reformer, and the entire crew put themselves in security in the citadel of the ship, indicated the ship owner Manjasa. No communication with the sailors of this maritime supply vessel, 134 meters long, and with a capacity of 13,700 tons, has taken place since the company said in a press release. According to Congolese authorities, three men attacked the boat, which was in the area to supply ships with fuel. It was three men who took him hostage, and since then, the crew can no longer be reached. The ship owner confirmed that he had not heard from him since Saturday evening, without being able to say whether or not the crew had been taken hostage. Communications are currently cut off, and we're working with local authorities to establish communication and understand the situation. The time of the incident, reported at 22:39 GMT, the ship was immobilized with 16 crew members on board. Contacted by AFP, the ship owner employs 568 people around the world and said it had no additional information to communicate. A missing ship notice has been issued for passing boats to report if they encounter it. So... very scary, very troubling, but man, look at this. Liberia, the ultimate flag of convenience. Let's see what we got here. Tobe's got disco and drugs. man, D&D has a lot of possible meanings. But yeah, Publius has a gallery of photos if you want to check it out, sdf.org/l/nt. sdf.org/lima/novembertango, all lowercase. Check it out. It'll be worth your while, I betcha. All right. So, we got pirates. We got knife. We have knife murder. We have pirates. How about we just get naked? That's apparently what one man thought. A Russian man is being deported from Indonesia for stripping off his clothes atop a sacred mountain in Bali. A photo of the man posing with his pants around his ankles on Mount Agung went viral last week. The man, identified only as Yuri, has apologized, but will be barred from re-entering Indonesia for at least 6 months. Bali has recently increased efforts to crack down on badly behaved foreign tourists. Mount Agung, the highest point on the island, is believed by Hindus to be the home of the gods. A local official said there was no excuse for this behavior. He violated norms and showed no respect for our culture, Bali Law and Human Rights Office head Angyat Napatpulu told the Jakarta Post. In a video posted on Instagram in Russian, Yuri said, "My action has no excuse. The only thing that led to what happened was my personal ignorance." He later took part in a special cleansing ceremony for the mountain. a ritual often held by locals after such incidents. So it seems like he's remorseful for his actions. And so we'll see what happens. But yeah. hung on Mount Agung. Yes, indeed. I don't think many people have trouble keeping their pants on. I've got a feeling that exposing himself was more of a gag, and the photo somehow went viral in the wrong way. But you know what? Still no excuse. I'm glad he was able to make amends with all the local people. So we talked about controversy in England, specifically England, not the rest of the UK, but in England, allowing genetically modified food. Well, Italy is kind of going the opposite direction. Italy's right-wing government has backed a bill that would ban laboratory-produced meat and other synthetic foods, highlighting Italian food heritage and health protection. If the proposals go through, breaking the ban would attract fines of up to 60,000 euros. Francesco Loyo Brigida, who runs the rebranded Ministry for Agriculture and Food Sovereignty, spoke of the importance of Italy's food tradition. But it was a blow for some animal welfare groups, which have highlighted lab-made meat as a solution to issues including protecting the environment and carbon emissions and food safety. The farmers' lobby has praised this move. So, I'm kind of going to see what's going on. Gina Lola Brigida, I think so. Let me see what we got. It's Francesco Lollobrigida. I can spell it phonetically if you want, but it looks like Loyo Brigida. Lollobrigida. Sorry. I apologize to anybody. Yes, that's the right surname. Hey, Mr. Saver. Yep. Exactly. And maybe if there is a culture that likes to get naked on a mountain, please share in calm. We are all dying to know where Yuri can immigrate to enjoy life pants down. Okay, what else is going on? Well, I got a little bit of football and technical news for you. First, for football lovers, Argentina's Messi has scored his 100th international goal. Argentina captain Lionel Messi on Tuesday scored his 100th international goal for the reigning world champions in a low-key friendly against Curaco. Seven-time Ballon d'Or winner Messi opened the scoring in the friendly against the Caribbean island Minnows on 20 minutes in Santiago del Estero. The 35-year-old soon added just after the half-hour mark to make it 3-0. And then completed his hat trick on 37 minutes with the fifth as Argentina toyed with their overmatched opponents. Messi came into the game not just as his country's all-time record goal scorer, but with more goals than the next two top marksmen, Gabriel Batistuta on 56 and Sergio Aguero with 41, put together. This was Argentina's second match since winning a World Cup in dramatic style against France and Qatar in December. Just a little bit to break up the news. Death, destruction. Hey, look at me. I've been learning. I've only had to do the news for multiple years to learn out how the heck to say that. All right. So let's get into it. Let's talk about technology and power news because we've got the news. There is some news, and we've got about 10 minutes to go. So let me give you your Twitter update for the day, and then we will throw into some more. So we'll bounce around. Twitter is no longer. Sorry, whenever I do it live, sometimes the web pages throw up full page ads or full page reminders, and it's like, hey, log in. And it's like, I did log in. It could expired, I guess. Anyway, Twitter has reversed course on plans to limit presence on its For You timeline to paying users only, with Elon Musk claiming he forgot to mention that other users would be visible as well. Yesterday, I just mentioned it as one of our extra or other headlines that they were going to require you to be verified to participate in polls and to be on the For You page. Well, apparently, that pissed almost all of his customers off, and so they've backtracked. So Musk said restricting it to subscribers who will only be verified users on the site after Twitter closes its legacy verification program on Saturday. It was the only realistic way to address the AI bot swarms taking over. Of course, this is coming from the man who's not really too afraid of being openly that it's like this is all a vanity project, and his own posts are heavily promoted by the platform just because he can. But on the other side, Twitter is restricting Marjorie Taylor Greene, or MTG. Unfortunately, since I like Magic the Gathering, MTG to me will always be Magic the Gathering. And so abbreviating her name MTG always throws me off. Well, anyway, she's a hateful woman who's a politician in the United States, and Twitter has restricted her account after tweets about trans people in a Nashville shooting. Twitter temporarily limited certain tweets from the official account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene after the Georgia Republican made unfounded claims about the Nashville school shooting being related to Antifa and trans terrorism. So, we won't go through and quote her, but essentially, she's promoting some kind of conspiracy theory that she must have read on, like, Breitbart or something. Who knows? Anyway, I've got to remind you of something very, very important. Aw, my sound didn't work. Well, oh well.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
That's right. You are listening to Anon Radio. It's powered by SDF. SDF? Oh, well, that's powered by you. So, big thanks for you being here and listening, hanging out, making Calm a fun place to be, and shows fun to do. Stick around at 1930 UTC every goddamn day, every damn day. 1930 UTC, we have the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. It's a fun show. Talk about dudes. We go out and look at Harrenhaven or other parts unknown, not yet disturbed or being torn down or invaded by children. Also, just all sorts of stuff. Yesterday, I got to sound like a smart person because I knew about ball joint dolls, BJDs. That I learned about on the Dubious Goals Committee. You just never know what you're going to learn or what kind of cool stuff's going to happen. So stick around for that. And you can press the equal sign in Calm if you want to check out other shows and what's going to happen there. Stuff like the Dubious Goals Committee is always fun. Other shows like the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix or Wasabi Hour. Hey, Brib LCD. Publius has a show. You should check out on Tuesdays and Fridays. Or Thursdays. I forget what the other day, but on Tuesdays there's a show, and on Saturday. So anyway, just check out the schedule, hit the equal sign, or go to anonradio.net, and you will learn all you need to learn about schedules. So, what do we got? We got about 6 minutes, so let's talk about nuclear power and nuclear news. First, the production of cobalt-60 is critical to healthcare, and with demand soaring, the challenge is to expand supply, writes Martin Kalman from the International Irradiation Association. The radioisotope cobalt-60 that is manufactured in some nuclear reactors is used to sterilize approximately 40% of single-use medical devices globally. These devices include items such as syringes, catheters, IV sets, surgical gloves, and gauze used in a wide range of healthcare applications. A patient in surgery or receiving wound care or simply having a blood sample taken is highly likely to be treated using products that have been sterilized using cobalt-60 in a process known as irradiation or radiation processing. Other important uses of cobalt-60 include the non-invasive treatment of cancers and brain tumors, polymer processing. manufacturers that serve the industry. Most cobalt 60 produced in China and India, and some from Argentina, is used to supply their local market only. Therefore, most of the rest of the world's cobalt is from Canada and Russia, and almost all of this material is contracted to one Canadian source manufacturer. So, centralization, not always that great. Am I back? I hope not. I hope I'm back. Okay, good. Oh, Canada, your leaves are so glowing, 'cause they're irradiated. Kidding. All right, what else is happening? Well, the IAEA chief is visiting the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. We'll find out if it's good or bad. Hopefully, if he escapes, if he gets to leave after he's visited, more on that tomorrow. And MO-99, the good old molybdenum. I listened to an audiobook about this material, and I still can't say it. Molybdenum 99, or Mo 99. Really cool element. But anyway, Mo 99 production facilities are now using low enriched uranium targets instead of proliferation sensitive, highly enriched uranium, following the completion of work to convert Belgium's National Institute of Radio Elements medical isotope production facility. Historically, for Mo 99, the most widely used radioisotope in nuclear medicine for diagnosis, was usually produced by irradiating high-energy uranium, which is seen as a potential nuclear proliferation risk in nuclear reactors, and then processing the irradiated material to extract the MO-99. So this is a commitment made in 2012 that has finally come to pass, so this is pretty cool. Molly be damned, as the Colorado miners used to call it. Yeah, there was a big mine. It was considered worthless for a while, and the Russians showed up and opened up a huge mine in Colorado and were exporting a whole bunch of it. Yes, Mr. Saber, you got the right, you know what it is. Molybdenum. Anyway, molybdenum. Okay, whatever. You guys know what I mean. It's so good to see so many people in calm and us having a good time here with this. We're running out of time. We only have seconds left, so thank you for being here. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Thanks. I'll be back tomorrow. There was a hazardous chemical derailment in dolphins. A bunch of 33 swimmers attacked dolphins in Hawaii. And yeah, a lot of other bad stuff going on in the world. But enjoy life. It's not always terrible. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Bye-bye. It's the Dubious Goals with Pepper. We're now on the subway. We're going to ride the subway until 1930 UTC clicks over.